Dancing in the Dark by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Dedication. This one is for Henry Krause, who had faith and a smile and taught me to dance. If he could teach me, he could teach Helen Keller. Good Lord, I thought I was prepared, but I wasn't prepared for that. Bert Williams. Dancing in the Dark by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Chapter 1. Black Bottom.
First, you put your toonies close up tight, I said, my hands behind my back, nodding in approval as she followed my instructions. Now, I went on, you swing them to the left, then you swing them to the right.
She started the first swing left, stopped, and eyed me skeptically. We were in the middle of the dance floor of the Monticello Hotel on Sunset, which, until a few years ago, had been the St. Lawrence Hotel. All the chairs had been pushed back to give us room, and the word had gone out to the staff that Miss Luna Martin and I were to be left alone, except for the ancient piano player who sat at his instrument on a slightly raised bandstand, waiting for me to give him orders.
"You sure this is the tango?" she said, her hands on her hips.
Luna Martin had short, very blonde and curly hair, a pale round face, and large, very red lips. She had a few extra pounds in her hips, but she looked good in her white silk blouse and tan slacks. And she was ready to learn the tango. From me. I was pushing 50, had the battered face of a washed-up middleweight, and didn't know a tango from a funeral march. But if I didn't convince the lady I could teach her to dance, my client was on the verge of having his nimble feet dipped in concrete after his toenails were trimmed down to the knuckles.
"Well," Luna said, tapping her foot. "I am waiting."
Luna, I had noticed, used no contraction.